Have you ever had somebody come up to you and tell you or say that I learned something new today? Or can you teach me how to do something? Or maybe even just telling you to look up an answer online. We all learn and observe new things every single day. Could be formal, like at school. We all read books. We all learn stuff from those books, even though it might not be fun. We also have experiments that we do in science class. That also teaches stuff. Could even be at work. When you join a new job, you have to go through training. Could even be informal. You just look something up online to get an answer. That's what a lot of people do nowadays. When we have a focus on learning something, we call that learner a student. For example, a student at school. The teacher teaches the student. As a part of LTC, each year, we are all students of Mr. Sproul, Dan Jenkins, and Mr. Blackner. In the New Testament, we hear Jesus' students being called disciples. In fact, we see this over 200 times in the New Testament. So what is a disciple? A disciple is known as a student or a follower of Jesus. It means to be taught or trained, a learner. We see that Jesus' apostles and his disciples followed him around to hear his teaching and to gain new wisdom. But being a disciple isn't just for those who saw Jesus in person. Anybody can be a disciple of Jesus. And not only can we be, but we're called to be disciples. When we look at the world around us, we see that it is full of darkness and sin. But we have a choice to choose between darkness and light. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. We're going to be in John chapter 8 for most of the lesson. It says, "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Jesus is light. Being able to stay in the light is just one of the benefits of being a disciple of Jesus. Jesus also gives life to his followers. Let's look at the same chapter, verse 51. John chapter 8, verse 51. This says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." This is not talking about physical death, but spiritual death. Those who are faithful disciples and are saved will not see spiritual death, but will live eternally in heaven with God. There are so many more benefits to being a follower of Jesus, and all of these benefits come together in the promise of eternal life. Everybody should be trying to find out what they need to do to become a disciple. So let's look at some characteristics of a disciple. Let's look at John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." As disciples, we need to have a strong connection with the word of Christ. We become disciples by knowing and obeying God's word. And we need to spend time in that word so we can know it better. What we're doing as a congregation right now by reading a chapter a day in the New Testament is just an example of a great opportunity to be in God's word every single day. So how do we remain disciples? Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. This says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." If the word is dwelling in us, we will stay in the light, and we'll stay on the right track as disciples. This will also help us to guide each other and help each other stay on the right path. As disciples, we must also love each other. Let's look at John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. This says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." God expects that we as Christians bear good fruit. This also is not a suggestion, this is a command. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. This says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." In these verses, Jesus talks about how good trees produce good fruit and bad trees produce bad fruit. This fruit that we produce is our actions. People recognize us by our actions. When people see Christ-like behavior in us, this is a huge opportunity for us to spread the gospel because they see Christ in our lives. We can see Paul's example of sharing the gospel and bearing good fruit. Paul went on missionary journeys to help churches and to encourage the brethren. And at times, he even risked his life for this work. And Paul isn't the only example. We see that the apostles, after Jesus died, did the same thing. They did the same work in spreading the gospel. As disciples, this is another expectation that we have, and this is to spread the gospel to others. Let's look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. It says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And then let's flip over to Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without somebody preaching?" The good news, the gospel, is for everybody. God does not want anybody to perish, but for all to come to repentance. The world's standard of success is mostly based on money, popularity, and power. Not everybody can achieve the world's view of success. But anybody can succeed as a disciple. We can follow the Lord, we can produce good fruit, spread the gospel, be faithful to God's word, and many other things. So our challenge is to imitate Christ as closely as possible, to follow God's word diligently, and to constantly and consistently be a follower and disciple of Christ. Are you ready to become a disciple and child of God? To become one, you must hear Romans chapter 10, verse 17. You must believe John chapter 8, verse 24. Repent, Luke 13:13. Confess, Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. And be baptized, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And then after this, you must remain faithful, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. If you need to become a child of God, or need the prayers of the church, or for any other reason, you can come forward now as we stand and as we sing.